Thursday, Sigrid Kaag, special coordinator of the OPCW mission in Syria, briefed the 15-member body on the continued process of destroying Syria's chemical weapons. She said the process was nearly completed.
Significant milestones have been met, but we do need that final push to achieve 100% and to complete the work as foreseen in the entire chemical weapons elimination program.
When asked, Kaag said OPCW is still investigating the allegations about the use of chlorine in Syria and that no facts have yet been established.
Under the convention, the OPCW Director General Ahmet Uzumcu has established a fact-finding mission that is now in Damascus, and the Secretary General has, of course, offered the full support as...
The focus on Syria's chemical weapons comes as experts are raising alarms about regional countries increasing military spending. Sam Perlo Freeman of the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute says Saudi Arabia is a case in point.
It's certainly a quite marked development and a very rapid increase by Saudi Arabia and a number of other countries in the region. The reasons for it are hard to say.
While the UN team has confirmed that only 8% of Syria's chemical weapons remain to be removed, the military spending, especially by Saudi Arabia, proves a new source of concern given the Saudis' role in arming militants in Syria. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.